chapter number 8. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Last week, as I was taking some time off, I enjoyed my time, and the Lord put this in my heart, and I began to come home and look at my Bible. I feel like this is the text that the Lord would have me to be in this morning. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. I want to give you a few thoughts out of the Word of God today. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live, multiply, go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers." Verse 2, "Thou shalt remember." Watch this, Brother Mike. "All the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." He said, "I'm going to tell you why I led you through there. To humble you. And to prove you." Watch this. "And to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no." You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God. As we start into some of the most precious times of the year, is Thanksgiving. Many of us be preparing this week. We'll have families that will gather. Some will be missing family members there. Some have small families, some have large. But I'm interested in this verse today, in verse 2, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord has brought you." And I want to preach on this simple subject today, on don't forget. Don't forget. He mentioned this in our Bible several times. I'll stay just in this text in Deuteronomy 8, but notice he mentioned it in verse 2. He said, "Remember all the way." Verse 11, he said, "When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for good the land which He hath given thee." Verse 14, he mentions this again, "Then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord." Verse 18, on the same line, he said, "But thou shalt remember." Then verse 19, he mentions it again, "It shall be, thou do it all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods." I want to go through this verse by verse, but I want to remind you how He's told us to remember and not forget. I've noticed the older you get, the easier it is to forget some things. Have you ever noticed, I talked with some pastors this week, and they said, "Brother Ken, seems like the older we get, the more we are forgetful." But I want to remind our congregation this morning, really the gist of who he was talking to. Here is a culture of people that they were in the bondage of Egypt, that served under Pharaoh, under hard task and great bondage. But thank God for Moses that God called to lead his children out. You remember all the plagues that God had to bring upon Pharaoh and that nation in order for God's people to go out. So as Moses led them out, now God is telling Moses to tell that crowd of people that has come through to not forget. I think the older that we get, we're more prone to forget. And so this morning, let's look in the text some things that we don't need to forget. And then you young people that are here today, I want to say something to you. You've got a God in heaven that sent His Son to die for you. And God is bringing you through the pathway of life. He's proven Himself to you that you would never forget. And we that are older, we must not only look back, but we ought to look around and see what God is doing in this day and this hour. Now, preaching simply on don't forget. First of all, verse 1. Don't forget the truths that are posted. The truths that are posted. Look what the Lord posted, or He penned down. "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that you may live Multiply, go in, possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Now, this truth that was posted, you'll notice, first of all, there is a observance involved. He said simply, I want you to observe what I have given. What's he wanting us to observe? Those commandments. They've taken them out of our schoolhouses and our courthouses pretty much. And the reason they've done that, because the law of God brings conviction. I realize nobody can get saved by the law, for Jesus came to fulfill the law. He came to pay the sin debt. But when we realize that the law is right, it shows us just really how wicked that we are. Now this morning, may we not forget the truths that are posted, the observance. If I was to ask you to go to where the Ten Commandments are in your Bible this morning, where would you go to? Turn to the left in your Bible. Let's look at this observance. And it's found over in chapter number 5. I'm going to highlight those. I want you to mark your Bible. Those Ten Commandments, the law that God gave. So we're not to forget the truths that He posted. We find in this observance. Now look in Deuteronomy 5 verse 7. There's the first one. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Why? Because God is a jealous God. Then number 8 is the second one. Thou shalt not make any graven images or likenesses of anything that's in heaven above, that is in earth beneath, or that's in the waters beneath the earth. The third one in verse 9. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Watch this. Daddies, we better be careful how we live in our lives. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. I want to say something. I've heard a lot of people say I'm only affecting myself. The Bible teaches contrary to that. There are some things that are handed down to generations. That's why you and I struggle so many times. There's been generational things that's handed down that we'll fight. What your forefathers fought. You'll notice, you look it all the way back through that family tree, it'll be a tendency to cause you problems from what your forefathers faced. And we better be careful this morning of the groundwork that we're laying for a generation to come after us. Talking about simply the truths that are posted. We see in verse number 11, watch this. Remember, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. We ought to watch our speech. I was on the Pepsi route in those days, a man down in Buchanan. I was putting drinks in a drink box in a store. I heard tires go to squealing. I looked out. At the time I looked out, two cars hit head on. Never seen this. The windshield popped out. I mean, it was amazing how high it went. I run out of that drink cooler and I got to that man. When he got out of that car, the first thing he done, he used the Lord's name in vain. I said, sir, you ought to not be a cussing him. You ought to be a praising him this morning and thanking him that he just lets you live another day. So thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Verse 12 is the fifth. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. We know the Bible teaches us that we are to meet on the first day of the week. As those disciples in the upper room, as Jesus met them, you'll notice they always met on Sunday. I sure am glad that Sunday's a day that we set aside to come to church and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Biblically, God wants us to meet on Sunday in respect of His day. And what you do that evening, you enjoy your family, you enjoy your life, but you better take time out to worship your God on Sunday. The observance. Verse 16, look here, children. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Verse 17, Thou shalt not kill. Abortion is killing. That's why these legislators don't want that on the courthouse laws. It's showing how wicked we become as a nation. Verse 19, verse 18, neither shalt thou commit adultery. Neither shalt thou steal. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. So there's the ten that is laid down, the truths that he's posted. He says, I want you to observe those. We ought to teach these to our children. There's nothing wrong with the law. There's something wrong with us. There's nobody that can keep the law. You'll have a wrong fault. You'll have a wrong deed. We're imperfect people, but I want to point you to a perfect Savior this morning that died for our sins on the cross. And I sure am glad I'm not saved by the law today, but I'm saved by grace through faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't forget the truths that are posted. Watch this, back to that text now in Deuteronomy 8. We notice there's an observance, but then secondly, there's a obedience. Look what he says. Not only should you observe, but to do. Obedience. To do. We're not just to see them and do nothing about them, but we ought to do our best to live to what God has put in our lives. God has given us this law, people, not to hurt us, but to protect us. How much better would America be today if they were going by the law of God? You could throw your locks away. We wouldn't need any lawyers in America. The truths he posted, the observance, the obedience to do, and then look at the opportunity involved. He said that you may multiply and go in. I want to say something. It does pay to serve God. You know, in our low times, the devil loves to remind us, well, where's your God now? But you know, when good times come, we ought to throw up our hands and say, devil, this is where our God's at. He's always on time, every time, and he's blessing me with all of these good blessings. This morning, don't forget the truths that are posted. And then secondly, don't forget the teachings that are presented. Look what he told them in verse number 2. He said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart. You know, I didn't realize this text, church, till I began to read it yesterday and to study this. And if you'll really grasp within the context of this scripture, he's speaking to older people. Why is it that we're so prone to forget what God has done for us? A lot of times, older in life, as hard times come, our bodies, our minds begin to break down. We have a great tendency to forget. May we not forget what God has done for us in this day, in this hour. Now, he's led these people for 40 years through a barren place. And he said, I want to remind you about this. Don't forget the teachings that are presented. All right, look in verse number 2. The teachings of the way. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. You see that? It wasn't by accident. God has led you through a lot of places in life. I'm glad in the providence of God. I'm glad that he led me to Panama City, Florida. I'm glad that he led me to my wife. I'm glad he led me to her little church. I'm glad he led me to an altar. I'm glad he's led me to Liberty Baptist Church. I'm glad he led me in my occupation. I'm glad he's led me in my family. I come to tell you about a God that's in the leading business. He don't drop his children. He knows every mile of the way, and he's been good to us today in this hour. You'll notice the teachings that are presented, teachings of the way. Then verse 2, teachings in the wilderness. He said, it led thee these 40 years, watch, in the wilderness. We live in a crazy world. They lived in a crazy world too. You remember when Jesus, in John 15, He left the 99 to go after that which was lost. You remember where He left those 99? The Bible said in the wilderness. Aren't you glad this isn't in our home? But there's coming a better day one morning. No more heartache, no more pain, no more goodbyes. I'm glad we got a heaven to gain and a hell to shun in this day and this hour. You see, He said, don't forget. Don't forget the teachings that's presented, teachings in the way, teachings in the wilderness. Then verse 3, don't forget about the teachings about your weakness. Look what He said. And He said He led you through there and He humbled thee in verse 3 and suffered thee to hunger. Isn't that amazing? He let them get hungry. You know why God lets us get hungry? You know why God lets us sometimes get on the bottom so we'll look up? He said, I've done this on your account. When hard times come, it don't come by accident. God's got a purpose in the hard times. And it's to get the attention of His children. He said, watch this, and He humbled thee. He said, if you had never went through the wilderness, you wouldn't know nothing about humbleness. The reason many times in our life God's allowed us to go through the wilderness is simply to make something new out of us. I hear these young preachers, they'll get up like banty roosters and say, well, you need to just move on and get over that. Sometimes you can't move on right then. But God's doing a work. And God's always done a work in the wilderness. And He humbled them people to make them realize where their bread was buttered. And I'm going to make a statement this morning. I'm about done preaching. But America will never be humble till they go to needing God. In that wilderness, He humbled them. I hear a lot of people saying, man, every time you get up, you cry. I've been through some wilderness experiences. God has took some things out of me and put some things in me. But glory be to God this morning that we learn things in the pathway of the wilderness. He said, I allowed you to become hungry and I humbled you. The teachings that's presented about the way, the wilderness, and about their weakness. Look what He told them there in verse number 3. It's amazing. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did your fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord, the man live. What was He doing, preacher? Teaching them about the way, teaching them about the wilderness, and He's teaching them about weakness. That everything they had in this old life wasn't enough, but they needed Him. And can I tell you, you may own all the cattle on a thousand hill this morning, but when God takes that all away, you're going to need Him. You see, don't forget the truths He posted, the commandments. Don't forget the teachings He's presented, teachings in the way, teachings in the wilderness, teachings about weakness. And I want to show you this in verse 2. If you get anything, watch this. He said, I led ye 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove thee. Now watch, here it is, and to know what's in thine heart. It's not that God didn't know what was in their heart, but God wanted to show them what was in their heart. And boy, how weak we are. We have a song that we sing, I need thee every hour. If there's ever been a day and an hour that we need the Lord, it is this hour. And so don't forget. Don't forget His teachings that's presented. He's taught us in the way. He's taught us in the wilderness. He's taught us in our weakness. But in verse 4, He's taught us by witness. Look what the Bible says. Watch, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Can you imagine wearing the same outfit 40 years? Now you think about it a minute. The same shoes 40 years. God witnessed to them that He's able to supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. So don't forget the truths He's posted, the teachings He's presented. But lastly, don't forget the treasures He's provided. The treasures He's provided. You know, it's easy to forget God when you're filled with blessings. Isn't that amazing? But if you just think about this, now I'm keeping it where we live. You think about it. There's some people that thank Him with blessings. But as a whole, our society is so blessed, they don't even have God on their mind this morning. Now watch your Bible. I'm done preaching. Don't forget the treasures that's provided. Now he starts in verse 12. He says in verse 11, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping His commandments and His judgments and statutes which I command thee this day." Verse 12. Talking about the treasures He's provided. "Lest when thou hast eaten," underline this, "and you're full, and hast built godly or goodly houses and dwell therein." The treasures He's provided. The treasures of health. Look in verse 12. "When thou hast eaten and art full." Most of us, we got to choose last night what we wanted for supper. Most of us this morning, we got to choose what we wanted for breakfast. And most of us will choose what we want for our lunch after church this evening. And so God is saying, don't forget about your health and how good that I've been to you. And then not only did He talk about the health, but look in verse 12, He talked about their houses. He said, "Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein." I don't know of nobody here this morning, your preacher included, that had to stay outside last night. God's been so good to us. When you walk in your house, you ought to say, "Thank you, Lord, for your goodness." You might not have much in there, but I can tell you this, you've got enough. Because God's going to see about, because He's the God of enough. Today, don't forget the treasures He's provided. Treasures of health. Treasures of the house. Then look in verse 13. Treasures of the herd. "When thy herds and thy flocks multiply." He said, you're not doing that on yourself. You're not causing all these blessings. I'm blessing you. I, the Lord, am doing this. The God that sits in heavenly places, He's the one that's blessing us. I know we've got to put our best foot forward. Every young person ought to have a goal in life to be something, to make an impact and a difference and leave this world different than how you found it. But we better realize where our bread's buttered this morning. God has been good to us. You see, don't forget the treasures He's provided, treasures of health. You say, "Well, Brother Ken, you got full health." Well, I can see my Bible to read this morning. I was able to walk up these stairs. I know I'm getting some age on me. But I'm going to tell you something. God's been good to me and I thank Him for it. My heart was touched by the children this morning. The goodness of God. My heart was touched when Brother Caleb got up. Talked about people would just come to a hut to come to church. Brother Caleb, I preached in the Philippines one time. It was unbelievable, the people that came out of that village. There's around 1,200 people. I went up on the path. The pastor lived up on the wall of the church. And I went up and had supper with the pastor. I come back down about 10:30. And I seen one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in church. People were laying down on 2x4 pews. And I said, "Pastor, what are your people doing?" He said, "Oh, they stay here tonight to have church tomorrow night." We're so blessed. Don't forget the blesser. Don't forget. I'm going to ask Miss Sherry to come and play this morning. Don't forget the treasures He's provided. The health, the house, the herds, and then the harvest. Look what He says in verse 13. Underline this. He said it for a reason. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Brother Mike, we're so blessed to be able to pastor people that God has blessed and has done well. I know many of you young families, it's week to week. I realize it's hard. I do realize that. God's been so good to you. This morning, I was sitting there, Brother Mike, I heard the choir sing, God is on one of them songs. We're so blessed to be able to come to a church where God is. I know we've got our problems and issues, many folks with one another, but the Bible tells us to love one another. There are no big ones, there's no little ones. We must all be saved by Calvary. I'm thankful I've got a church and I can call some people to help me. Now I'm thankful we can get in a vehicle this evening and go home together. Pull in a property that God has so blessed us with. I'm thankful this evening we'll have family come in. Just gather around a bowl of soup. It's not what we're eating, it's enjoying one another and our family. That ought to mean something to you this morning. Brother Caleb talking about that boy that was way out there. God saved him. I can look around and I see a lot of them boys here this morning, Brother Caleb. You're looking at one. I knew not God, but He loved me and saved the fire out of me. And I bless Him. Don't forget. This week at the table, we ought to bow our head and say, God, thank You. Thank You. I know times are hard, but God, thank You. Miss Sherry, play. You made us want to come gather around this altar this morning. Thank You. Would you come?